it's already a chazaka that we speak about the inyan of Shmiras Einayim every week on during the summer months, particularly in the summer months, because that's when the nisyonos of Shmiras Einayim become much stronger. Now, I've done this for quite a few years already, and so some of you have been here in the past. We're going to try to do some new material, even though the basics have to stay the same, because there's certain things that are extremely important. We're going to be speaking about numerous different things. We're going to try to tell stories that hopefully will inspire. We're going to try to understand the gravity of Shmiras Einayim. We're going to try to understand the halachas of Shmiras Einayim. And then we're going to try to understand solutions, practical eitzes, how to deal with Shmiras Einayim. Part of the problem is a lot of people feel that there's two main problems. One is people think that Shmiras Einayim is like, it's like a very holy thing. It's very nice, but I'm not holding there. It's like, it's not for me. It's beyond me. I mean, come on, Rabbi. I got other things to work on. That's one problem. People don't realize that Shmiras Einayim is for everybody. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. The other thing is that people don't think they can. I was talking to someone once about Shmiras Einayim, and he said to me, listen, I work in Manhattan. In Manhattan, we don't have problems dealing with Shmiras Einayim. We just don't deal with it. It's just, that's it. It's just not dealable. Forget it. It's over. And it's not true. A person can deal with Shmiras Einayim. We just have to come up with eitzes, right? And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to come up with practical eitzes. Chazal gave us eitzes, how to do a Shmiras Einayim and what to do. So we're going to go through all these different elements of Shmiras Einayim. The first thing is we have to appreciate the chashivas, the importance, the need for Shmiras Einayim. Now, what we're going to do is just mamish a few minutes, hopefully 5 minutes, maximum 10 minutes a week. That's all I'm asking from you. And I can tell you from experience in the past, from speaking to Talmidim, it could mamish change your entire life. Because Shmiras Einayim is something that we do all day, every day. We have to do a Shmiras Einayim more now than ever before. Some of you have heard me mention this before. We have nisyonos that didn't exist. It didn't exist in history. People, you know, we speak about who has more challenges, right? Us or the Chafetz Chaim. Who's dealing with more nisyonos? Chafetz Chaim lived in Radin. So what already was there when a person stepped out of his house in Radin? What already did he have to deal with? Ari, what did he deal with? Muddy streets and a few communists. That's it. That's all he had to deal with. There was no women walking around who weren't Sanua. It didn't exist. There was no such thing back in the day in Radin. It didn't exist. The things that we deal with, billboards, lo kayam, there was no such thing. There weren't magazines. It didn't happen. People weren't going to sports games where they had all these goyim. It was muddy streets and a few communists. That was it. So as long as you wanted to stay within your, you know, your world, you could do it. Stay kaddish v'tahar. You don't have to worry. We're dealing with, you step, mamish, you just step out of the building and you're like, you're bombarded. You just drive on West Side Highway and it's shreklich what a person has to see. All you want to do is you just want to make a bank transfer and you have all these things that are mamish like assaulting you on your phone. You just want to make a phone call and you're being assaulted. You just want to go to the bathroom and you're standing in front of the urinal and they got like this machine there that's showing you pictures. It's like not normal. We're assaulted from everywhere, the Shmiras Einayim. So this is something that we have to, more than anything else, we mamish have to try to deal with this. And we're going to see that the yisoid of the geula very much depends on Shmiras Einayim. Shmiras Einayim is very important. It's not just another thing. The Goyin says the following remez. The Vilna Goyin. There's a pasuk, and the pasuk is, it's talking about a whole story. I don't want to get into the exact story, what it's talking about, but there's a remez here. And the pasuk says, Ayei k'desha hi be'einayim. Where is the k'desha? Where is the hi be'einayim? I'm not going to go into what the pasuk is talking about. The Goyin says that there's a very important remez here. The remez is as follows. A person wants to find kedusha. A person he's looking for kedusha. Where is kedusha? Ayei k'desha. Where are you going to find kedusha? Says the Goyin, hi be'einayim. It's all in your eyes. It's all about what you look at. The eyes are the window to the soul. The eyes is the only thing you can't touch. The eyes is the only thing that doesn't have skin. It goes straight in. Whatever a person sees goes straight into your soul. It goes straight in. That's why when a person cries, he cries from his eyes. Why? Because that's the soul. It's coming out of the neshama. What you see goes straight into your neshama. Aye kedesha, hi be'enayim. It's extremely important for us to understand the chashivos of Shemiras Einayim. Now, one thing we can understand is, okay, so you're telling me maybe it's a very, very lofty thing to do, it's a very important thing to do, but I understand I have to keep the halacha, I'm going to do that. So we have to see, is there halacha of Shemiras Einayim? Shemiras Einayim, does it come down to a question of just being even an average Jew? Even I just want to be a Yotze Zayin Jew. You know, there's Jews who are like, don't give me, I'm not looking for chumras, I'm just looking for, tell me what I have to do. So I want to tell you what you have to do in Shemiras Einayim. Then we can talk about what you could be zecha to, a person can be zecha to Gili Elio Anavi, to the tremendous Kedusha, to the Madrega of Yosef HaTzadik, to all these amazing things. But we have to start at the bottom. What is our obligation? What's just our chiyuf? What's just not to be considered a Russia? What do we have to do? These are what we're going to speak about. And we would like very much to try just 5-10 minutes a week. That's all I'm asking from you. Thursday night, 5-10 minutes a week. And we're going to try to like discuss, and we're going to discover an entire world that we didn't know existed. An entire world that's going to unlock to us the derech to get to Kedusha, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all through Einayim. So I'm asking you to join me. It's a little bit of a journey, but it's just 5 minutes a week. Maximum 10 minutes a week. It's a journey. Let's try every week to get together Thursday night. This sefer I have here is called Taras HaKodesh. It's a sefer written by the Shomer Emunim, Rav Aaron Roth, who is known as the Shomer Emunim. This is Chassidish Rebbe, and there's so much here in the sefer, tremendous amount. We gave out these little booklets, which the Chassidim, I don't know, I remember how we managed to hook up with them. They said that these are people keep in their pockets. This is the pocket condensed version. This has obviously got much more in it than those condensed versions. But anyone that wants to keep the sefer with them and would like to really have it and really use it is welcome to keep it. But we're going to go through some of the things that are going to be in that sefer, some of the things are going to be in this sefer, some of the things are going to be from other svarim, some of things are just going to be our own etzes, but we're going to work together, Beis Hashem, and hopefully with Siyata Nishmaya, we're going to be zoicha to Nehoira Ma'aliyah, which means we're going to see good things. We're going to see pure things. We're to be able to get out of the trap. We feel we're in jail. We feel like we can't control ourselves, our eyes. We feel like, you know, that we lost like a grip. We could get it back with Siyata Dishmaya, 10 minutes a week. Hopefully we'll continue next week. Thank you for joining us.